Mayday, written by Catherine McDermott.
That time of year again. Mayday, a time to celebrate, a time of joy and colour. People smiling, all happy smiles. People travel far and wide for this truly memorable May Day in Twillingdale. Smiling. People reminisce of all the good times they had in Twillingdale. So like them, I will smile too.
We're practically in the countryside.
I only hope that things haven't changed much. We're so determined to change everything when most of the time it doesn't even need changing. I hope the parade hasn't changed. We would spend all day there following it down the street. I make this journey every year.
As long as there's a bar or a pub, I'll be happy. I honestly can't wait. It means a lot to you, doesn't it?
Memories get me through the mundaneness of life. I only want to remember the good times. Take me back to them. Take me back.
Oh, the air is different here. Surely you must feel better already.
We've literally just arrived.
I thought you were excited about coming.
I am, it's just...
Then show it.
Well, give me a chance. I only invited her out of convenience, and she was the only one available to come. I do the same thing every year, as I am so useless on my own. And the same thing happens every year too. The same conversation and the same unhappy...
Hurry up!
All I need to do is to get through today and I'll never have to do this again with her. Not long to go now.
The parade will have been and gone if you dawdle anymore. Are you sure we're definitely going in the right direction?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I vaguely recognise where we are. So much has changed since the last time I was here. It seems such a long time ago.
You really don't have a clue, do you? Right. Let's ask someone. This chap will do.
Excuse me, I was wondering if you could help us.
Why would I want to do that? I can't bloody help myself, let alone anyone else.
Rude man! Did you hear that, Helen? Helen? Where are you? I brought her here for the parade for a good time, but the same thing happens every time. People disappear or leave without a warning. They're obviously not as excited about it as much as me. I know. I bet she's gone in the nag's head. It's worth a try.
Your sherry is ready and waiting. That'll be a shilling, please, Gerald.
I'm sorry?
Oh, goodness. I was expecting somebody else.
You've not seen a woman in here, have you?
Well, we've never had a woman in here.
Oh. Then can you tell me the direction of the parade?
Well, you follow the main street and then turn left. But the main street it might not be there anymore.
Why wouldn't it be?
Well, it's that time of year again. So many people come and go in, and we never see them again. Very strange. It's meant to be a happy time. That's why I never leave this place. I only want to see people I know. Got to feel safe. Happy times with people I know. But it's that time of year again. Oh, no. No, no. No, no, no. I'm going to stay here.
Strange things happen here, always have. I've not wanted to remember the strangeness. Who would? I only ever want to forget its loneliness, especially when the people seem so glum and distant. Coming back here was obviously a bad idea. I don't belong here. The bells of St. Martin's Church. I know where the church is. The parade always passes near there. I'd better hurry. There it is! The sound, the happiness, the smiles! I feel like the same little child I was when I was in the parade. I was on that float once. There! There! She's waving at me. She's waving at everyone. I was like her. I couldn't stop waving at people I didn't know, who I'd never see again. I never did see them again. My face hurt from smiling so much. I was so happy to be alive, and the eyes were all looking at me. That little girl reminds me of me. That's it! A funeral procession is longer than that. Soon there'll be nothing of it left. Everyone has gone. They've moved on. Left to better places, other places. Aged faces from another time, a bitter time, and maybe for some a better time. I wish some places would remain the same. This town has no centre, no heart, nothing. I thought I was on my own. Hello? What do you want? Who's there? Please. Please leave me alone. It's that time again. Again. It's time. Helen, where have you been?
I thought I was here for the same reason as you. It's time.
Yes, I know the feeling.
A man suggested we go to the circus. There's so much fun to be had. So I bought us these. 2 tickets to the Twillingdale Circus. So it's time. Come on. There's so much fun to be had.
Yes, it's time. And it will end the same way. It always does.
I knew how to have a good time, and so I followed them. As you do, like any stranger in the town would. And you? They knew where the circus was, and I was heading in the same direction. And the hurdy-gurdy music beckoned us as I followed them to the circus. The people swelled and flowed, and people took to their seats like excitable little children, desperate to be entertained. Wide-eyed wonder. Everyone was wide-eyed at the spectacle. The sounds, the smells, and of course the sight of people making the impossible seem effortless. It's the danger that excites everyone, including me.
Tough crowd.
There is more life in a graveyard. Sometimes I wonder why we bother.
At least we have skill.
You do. I just jiggle these babies about in time to the music.
And we all love it. But him, the clown, he steals the show with a trip and the audience love him.
I don't get why the audience go wild for him. Look at him. His fake smile. His fake laugh.
There's nothing fake about us, though. We're the genuine article.
Ah, that'll be him tripping himself up again. Anyone could do that.
Oh, damn. Can you help me with my suspenders, please?
Clowns running wild, spreading their chaos wherever they go. One day, they will rule the world. Just you watch, and still, people will laugh.
Anything to delay the inevitable. I know what happens next. The same thing every year at the same time. It'll be tough. Always is, coming here in the same ending. She takes care of me, and it's my moment of solace before we face the inevitable. Please slow down, Kitty. Don't stop so soon.
Done. It's time.
Yes, it is. It's time.
She's amazing. The way she moves.
Here, kitty, kitty. Come here, kitty, kitty.
What do you want?
Doesn't kitty want to play?
No. I want you to go away and leave me alone.
Come to play, kitty, kitty. I know you like a private performance, kitty, kitty.
Get off me! Help! Somebody!
Oh, rest now.
What? No smile? Not even for me?
Kitty? Kitty? I'm going out for a smoke if you want to join me.
Fake, you say?
The clown takes out a long scarf from his top pocket.
What do you want?
A smile. Do you think you could manage that? There's always time for a smile.
No, stop.
The chaos will always rule.
Get off me.
I couldn't agree more. The chaos.
Stop, please.
The beauty of it.
Oh, please don't. No, please. Please, I'm begging you. Please stop. Help, anyone. Help. Help.
You don't think I have any skill? I will show you my skill. What I'm capable of.
Please. Round and round.
Please,
round.
Do anything. Please,
go,
stop, stop, no, 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 don't, please, please.
If you just smile. Beware of the silent man.
For when you are moving,
he is watching. For when you are speaking,
he is listening. And when you stop.
He is waiting to strike.
Mayday, written by Catherine McDermott. Starring Elaine Smith as Helen. Catherine McDermott as Emily. Emma Fernell as Nell. Sean Berry as Kitty, David Few as the narrator, and David Jones as the player.